exhibitions, the workshops. So it's going to be a great time of learning and exchange, apart from the streaming that will go on as well. I mean, I do think this is so important in terms of volunteering, bringing together volunteering and digital inclusion in the way that you've done, and thank you to WCVA for leading this and taking this forward with our colleagues in Communities 2.0, because clearly volunteering and digital inclusion are playing a critical part in economic recovery and growth in Wales, which are our key aims and objectives in the Welsh Government, helping individuals, citizens and communities develop and thrive in the modern digital world. And digital technologies and the internet are transforming people's lives. So searching and applying for jobs, accessing public services, shopping, socialising, often with, in terms of just business and everyday life, often more choice, lower price opportunities in terms of shopping, for example, than on the high street, online banking, and as I said, keeping in touch with friends and family, all be done at the touch of a button or screen. But the pace at which technology continues to develop and change the way our society and economy works is astonishing. And the recent announcements on 4G mobile broadband and the release of the iPhone 5 are just two examples. So to be included and engaged in our modern society, the need to be digitally included is now a necessity. But if we look back at the figures in terms of digital inclusion, in 2010, our statistics suggest that around a third of adults in Wales did not regularly use the internet. And more recent ONS figures suggest around 20% have never used it. So the latest figures for Wales are due to be published tomorrow, and we will ensure, and you will be able to access them and make sure that you all see them. And whatever those figures say, we can be certain that there'll still be people in Wales who are digitally excluded. And those are people who can't therefore apply for jobs, and increasingly only advertised online and requiring an email application. So people will not be aware or able to engage and apply. As far as jobs are concerned, people will miss out on saving money, often hundreds of pounds a year, through securing better deals on fuel bills and car insurance, just two examples. People won't be able to take advantage of simpler, more